You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're diving into one of the most influential forces in global dining, the Michelin star system. Whether you're a foodie, a traveler, or someone who simply loves exploring vegan cuisine, Michelin stars shape a lot of what the world sees as excellence in food. But the story gets even more interesting when you start looking at vegan and vegetarian restaurants earning those stars. So today, we're going to break down the history of Michelin stars, their significance, and a few incredible plant-forward restaurants around the world that have earned this prestigious recognition. Let's get into it. The Michelin Guide started more than 100 years ago as a travel guide created by the Michelin Tire Company. Their goal was simple: get people to drive more, explore more, and yes, wear out their tires. Over time, the guide evolved from roadside recommendations into one of the most respected dining authorities on the planet. Here's how the stars work. 1 star means high quality cooking and worth a stop. 2 stars mean excellent cooking and worth a detour. 3 stars mean exceptional cuisine and worth a special journey. What makes Michelin so powerful is that their reviewers visit anonymously, multiple times, and score restaurants based on consistency, creativity, technique, and the harmony of the dishes. For vegan restaurants, earning a Michelin star means even more. It signals that plant-based cuisine is not just healthy or trendy, it is world-class, technical, and capable of standing shoulder to shoulder with any traditional fine dining experience. Today we're focusing on 1-star restaurants pushing vegan cuisine into new territory. Let's start our journey. Located on Zweistrasse 114, Clay is the creative expression of Chef Zineb, also known as Zizi Hatab. Her cooking draws on Moroccan and Mexican influences, shaped by her childhood in Spain and her journey from engineering into the culinary world. Clay offers a surprise menu of 4 to 6 courses, all built around regional and sustainably sourced produce. Zizi works exclusively with local organic farmers, and her wine list is fully biodynamic and vegan. She puts it best: we work with organic farmers, do not use any animal products, and live 100% vegan. Clay sets the standard for thoughtful, creative, multicultural plant-based dining. Located on Old Street in Hoxton, Plates London brings an earthy yet elegant energy to plant-based dining. Chef Kirk Hayworth and his sister Keely founded the restaurant to prove that vegetables deserve the same technical respect as any traditional fine dining ingredient. You'll find deeply layered dishes like maitake mushrooms with black bean mole and raw cacao kato that is pure artistry on a plate. Plates London blends classical technique with a modern vegan identity, making it one of the most exciting plant-based dining experiences in Europe. Seven Swans, Frankfurt, Germany. This restaurant sits inside the narrowest building in Frankfurt, rising 7 stories above the River Main. Seven Swans is a fully vegan, permaculture-driven restaurant that uses only ecologically grown regional ingredients, many coming directly from their own local farm. The dining experience lasts about 5 hours, with all guests receiving the same tasting menu at the same time. Head chef Ricky Sayward gives live explanations of every dish, making the night part performance, part philosophy, and part culinary artistry. As Ricky says, "My cuisine developed into vegan cooking thanks to the produce from our own field. This is a must visit for anyone who loves food, farming, and sustainability." Bon Vivant, Berlin, Germany. Located on Goldstrasse 32, Bon Vivant offers 5 or 6 course vegan menus that highlight the bold flavors of seasonal local ingredients. They use everything from leaf to root, embrace energy efficient tools, donate food to local food banks, and cultivate a diverse, fair workplace. Grilled elements add depth to many dishes, and their drink pairings are thoughtful and imaginative. They also operate a cookery school next door and host brunch from Friday to Sunday. Chef Nicodemus Berger shares something powerful: "The fight against discrimination and for diversity is close to our hearts." Bon Vivant brings ethics, flavor, and creativity together beautifully. Legume, Seoul, South Korea. Found on Gangneung-daero in Seoul, Legume is redefining Korean vegan fine dining. Chef Sung Si-soo has loved vegetables since childhood and uses that passion to craft delicate, contemporary dishes with a distinct Korean identity. Legume is not about removing animal products. It's about elevating vegetables into something refined, expressive, and completely original. It is one of the few places where vegan cuisine and Korean culinary innovation meet in such a unified way. Now let's shift to vegetarian restaurants honored by Michelin. These kitchens may use dairy or cheese, but they're still leading the plant-forward movement in meaningful ways. Dirt Candy, New York City. Chef Amanda Cohen has been championing vegetable-first dining long before it became popular. Dirt Candy on Allen Street offers a tasting menu full of creativity, technique, and flavor that never pretends to be meat. From imaginative salads to a tomato-filled donut to desserts built around savory onions, her food is playful and precise. Her wine list highlights biodynamic bottles and women winemakers. While our global impact is important, our local impact is essential. Dirt Candy continues to be one of America's most important plant-forward restaurants. Arque, Lisbon, Portugal. Run by Chef João Ricardo Alves and Dining Room Manager Alejandro Chavarro, Arque specializes in beautifully crafted vegan and vegetarian tasting menus. With exposed stone walls and minimalist interior, the restaurant offers an elegant atmosphere centered on seasonal produce. Standout dishes include their kimchi tomato marjoram ravioli, which shows off both technique and bold modern flavors. El Invernadero, Madrid, Spain. Chef Rodrigo de la Calle describes himself as a culinary ambassador for the plant kingdom. El Invernadero features an open kitchen where guests watch dishes being prepared while learning about the philosophy behind them. The restaurant offers multiple tasting menus, including fully vegan options. Rodrigo is committed to zero waste, sustainable sourcing, fermented beverages made from surplus ingredients, and a constant evolution of his dishes. He says, "We take advantage of organic local resources and strive for zero waste. This is green hot cuisine at its finest." So that is our journey through the world of Michelin stars and the vegan and vegetarian restaurants that are reshaping global fine dining. These chefs and kitchens are showing the world that plant-based cuisine is not just an alternative. It is innovative, technical, expressive, and deserving of the highest level of recognition. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow Vegans Explore and share this podcast with someone who loves food as much as you do. I'm Shawnee Russell, and this is the Vegans Explore podcast. See you in the next episode.